Checking in. I need another day to break the cycle of stress, thanks to Susie for taking the reins. Overload leads to burnout, and that had put me out of action for days or weeks. Been there, done that, not going there again. It's interesting having uncovered some of the strategies that we used to use in the early 70s to get free of stress. See footnote 1. Those are strategies people who are interested in leadership would benefit from, or anyone speaking to the general public. All the stress that I've felt playing whack-a-mole with Elon Reed Musk yields to several of those strategies, and I just remembered a strategy from a second article, breathing up love and sending it out to the world, see footnote 2. But that's only half the source of stress. The other is all the times one needs to change passwords and all the bother that arises there, being asked for passkeys I don't possess, asking to change a forgotten password, and being asked as the first question, what was your old password? You know, the one you forgot? On and on. So I do need a break from it all. All of this hubbub has come right at the end of the Wild West days of the Internet. Soon we'll be on Starlink, fraud will be prevented by the quantum financial system, and many of the dark and evil will have left the planet. We'll all have experienced higher dimensional love via the wave of love, the same one that will end the rule of the dark. Now we'll know what it's all about. It's all about that love, and bringing more and more people into the experience of it. The planet will be united as never before. We now see what's possible. We've been introduced to our star family, who have guarded the planet since time immemorial, and whose offspring we are. We know where we're going, and our values have transformed. Instead of money, sex, and power, we now want the divine qualities or states of consciousness like love, bliss, and ecstasy. There is too much happening in the U.S. alone to make it possible to cover the waterfront. I'm going to have to scale back. The world's attention seems to be on the U.S. at the moment. Donald Trump, Q, the White Hats, the Global Military Alliance seem to be commanding global attention. I'll be looking for the best explanatory and exploratory items. February 1st is being talked about as an important day. Just two more days away.